And now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday the 28th of May 2025. There are warnings of gales in Thames, Dover and White. The general synopsis at 1800. Low east in England, 1005, moving rather quickly east, losing its identity by 1800 Wednesday. Low Norwegian Basin, 982, slow moving, filling 993 by same time. New high expected Biscay, 1027 by that time. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, west 4 to 6, showers, good. North at Sierra, south at Sierra, 40s. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, showers, good. Cromarty, 4th. West, 4 or 5, backing south, 2 to 4 later, showers, good. Tyne, Dogger. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 2 to 4, showers, good. Fisher, west, 2 to 4, veering northwest, 3 to 5 later, fair, good. German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northwest 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Thames, Dover, White. Southwest 6 to gale 8, veering west 4 to 6, then becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay. Westerly, backing southwesterly, 5 or 6, decreasing 3 or 4. Occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. South Biscay, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy. Northerly or northeasterly, 4 to 6, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul. Westerly, backing southwesterly, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. West, 5 to 7, backing southwest, 4 to 6, occasional rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4 at first in north, otherwise westerly, backing southerly later, 4 to 6. Showers, rain later, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Shannon. West, backing southwest, 4 to 6, then increasing 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, becoming poor later. Rockall Mallon. West, backing south or southeast later, 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, becoming poor later. Hebrides Bailey. West, 4 to 6, backing south, 3 or 4 later, showers, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west by south 2, recent rain 16 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 4, 22 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Lerwick, west southwest 6, rain 9 miles, 998, rising slowly. Wick Automatic, west by south 3, 16 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Aberdeen, west 2, 24 miles, 1004, rising. Lucas, west 3, 32 miles, 1005, rising. Boomer, west southwest 3, 19 miles, 1006, rising. Bridlington, west by north 1, 1007, rising slowly. Sand 80 light vessel automatic, southwest by west 7, 2 miles, 1012. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest by west 7, 2 miles, 1014. St. Catherine's Point, automatic. West southwest 6, 1013, now falling. Jersey, southwest 5, 15 miles, 1018, now falling. Channel Light Vessel, automatic. Southwest by south 6, 1 mile, 1015. Scilly, automatic. West by south 5, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west southwest 4, 6 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Aberporth, southwest 6, 12 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Valley, southeast 1, recent drizzle, 3 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest by west 2, fog, 12 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Valentia, west-southwest, 5, recent rain, 6 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 1, 24 miles, 1008, rising more slowly. Malin Head, west by south, 3, 19 miles, 1007, rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, southwest by west, 3, 8 miles, 1007, rising slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A westerly or southwesterly airflow covers the United Kingdom with strong winds. A weak ridge of high pressure crosses from the west during Wednesday, with winds decreasing for a time. Strong winds will return on Thursday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. West or southwest, 5 or 6, decreasing 2 to 4, then becoming variable later. Showers, then fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, backing southwest, 2 to 4. Showers for a time, good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 2 to 4. Showers for a time, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest, backing southwest later, 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first and south. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly, 4 to 6 at first and south, otherwise variable, 2 to 4. Rain or showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first and east, veering westerly 3 to 5. Rain or showers, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 5 to 7, veering west 4 to 6. Rain or showers, then fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West, backing southwest later, 4 to 6. Rain or showers at first, drizzle later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West, backing southwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Showers at first, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable, becoming west 2 to 4, backing south 4 to 6 later. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable, becoming west, then backing southwest later 2 to 4. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man. Variable, becoming southwest 2 to 4, then backing south 4 or 5 later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West 2 to 4, backing south or southeast 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. westerly 2 to 4, making southerly or southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, then fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. West, backing southeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5. Occasionally 6 at first and north. Backing southerly, 3 or 4 later. Showers, then fair, good. And Shetland Isles. West 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Showers, squally at first, good. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for a look ahead to business matters with Rahul Tandon, and then the news at 1 a.m. with Fiona MacDonald. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Jim Lee in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan, here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihawa.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're live in the United States and Singapore. Coming up, President Trump's administration has ordered its embassies abroad to pause new applications for student visas.
Whoever you are, we're going to be looking at you. So if you're going to be applying for a visa, follow the normal process. Expect to be looked at.
Foreign students contribute more than $40 billion to the U.S. economy, so we'll get reaction to the decision from a former U.S. education secretary.
Well, it's not only a chilling effect for students coming from overseas, you're seeing more and more American, born and bred students choosing to go to college overseas.
And how easy is it to buy made-in-American products? We'll hear from someone who's been trying to do that. That's Business Matters here on the BBC. First, the latest BBC News.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump's administration has ordered its embassies abroad to pause new applications for student and exchange visitor visas as it prepares to expand social media vetting of foreign students. Some students already in the United States have had their visas revoked for participating in pro-Palestinian protests. Peter Bowes reports.
This is another escalation in Donald Trump's feud with certain universities and students from overseas. Future applicants could now be subjected to social media screenings as part of the process of applying for a visa to study in the US. Earlier, the White House said federal agencies will be asked to review grants to Harvard University, which Mr. Trump has accused of refusing to tackle anti-Semitism on campus, an allegation it denies.
Palestinians have stormed an aid distribution hub in Gaza, backed by the US and Israel, that had just started operating near the city of Rafah. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation said it had managed to hand out 8,000 food boxes before the centre was overrun by crowds far larger than it had anticipated. The Israeli military said its soldiers fired warning shots near the compound, but operations had returned to normal. The UN spokesman, Stéphane Dujarric, gave this reaction to the scenes.
Frankly, these images are heartbreaking, to say the least. As the Secretary General noted last week, we and our partners have a detailed, principled, operationally sound plan supported by member states to get aid to desperate population. We continue to stress that a meaningful scale-up of humanitarian operations is essential to stave off famine and meet the needs of all civilians.
Texas, the second most populous state in the US, has passed a new law requiring Apple and Google to verify the age of their users on their app stores. Starting next year, anyone under